Exercises 7. The basic economic argument for congestion charges is well established. In a nutshell, it says that since travel times increase with traffic volumes, an additional car on the road slows down all other cars, increasing time costs for all the occupants of all the cars. The decision to travel made by the occupants of an additional car is based on their own travel costs, their private or internal costs. They ignore any increase in travel costs for all other car users, the external costs. This is inefficient when private costs are below the full social cost of the decision to travel. When decisions are made on the basis of underestimates of costs, too much of a good, in this case travel, will be consumed. A congestion charge is intended to confront users with costs imposed on other users, so as to align private costs with social costs. The charge will suppress part of demand, reduce congestion, and increase surplus.